Hello everyone, it's Richard Lewis here again with another video. Today I'm going to be talking about what happened in the aftermath of my most recent report about case opening sites. Now, some of you might not have seen this, but basically what happened was we had a senior and credible source come to us who had worked on coding several of these case sites. We have avoided naming any as things stand publicly, but what they were able to demonstrate to us was that these case opening sites could pretty much manufacture the odds in any way they saw fit. I'll show you the report. It's over here on rlewisreports.com. There's my head. And this was what it was called, how case opening sites scam their customers. We published it on June 19th, 2017. So about a week ago now, at the time of recording this. But anyway, what we found was that a lot of these sites had a back end where you could manually code the odds. And it didn't matter what odds they were displaying front and center, because some sites do show the odds, but you could override it in the back end. It was kind of disjointed from what you would see. This obviously meant that people could go and use one of these sites thinking, hey, I can win a knife, but it was actually physically impossible for them to do so. So it's a huge scam. We also found out that they could set manual win rates for people who promoted their product. They could set it so they won, you know, for example, 2 out of 10 times. So they'd have, if every 10 spins, they would win a huge item, a sizable item. And if you're wondering how that benefits the business, well, it comes out of a thing called a soak. So they can win X amount of money up to the value of an item being to the maximum. So you could set it to say $3,000, and that could be, you know, 5 knives or 1 dragon lore, or, you know, or whatever they happen to have available. And obviously there's a negotiation between the people who are sponsored by these sites. You do get to keep some of those items. You do get to cash out to a set amount of money, but not all of it. Otherwise it wouldn't be viable for the businesses. So it's an illusion that they win this much, and it's designed to dupe you, the viewer, into thinking, oh wow, fucking hell, I've been watching him, he wins on average 2 out of 10 times, like he's won 8 knives in the 5 hours I've been watching him stream, I'm gonna go use this site. It's pretty despicable, honestly. It's definitely on a par with the bullshit that came with the skins gambling sites, in my opinion. And certainly I'm at a stage now where I'd like independent third parties to really step in. I think this needs to be the subject of a large, wide-reaching global criminal investigation because of the activity that's going on. I know too much now. Again, I say it every time I broach this subject. My advice to you is don't use these sites. I'm not talking about, oh, the house always wins, the odds are stacked against you. That's inherent to what gambling is about. But when you can manually make it so the house just always wins and nobody can do anything about it and nobody knows, that's something else. That's very sinister, especially given we know that they're not doing appropriate age checks and that sort of thing. And we also know they pick people who don't just reach a broad audience, but, you know, reach a susceptible audience as well. So anyway, pretty much it in a nutshell as to what happened. But in the week since it's been out, there have been some repercussions of the report, and I imagine there's going to be even more. I certainly hope it doesn't just stop here. So let's start by looking at those kind of roughly in chronological order, just to bring you up to date with what's been going on. So the first thing was Loot Market announced that their bots had been taken offline, and Loot Market obviously wasn't a case opening site, but they did own a site called Loot Case. Well, their bots across all of their properties in their portfolio had been affected. And you can see here, they made this announcement on their site. that the Steam accounts have been taken offline on the day that we published the report, and which also happened to coincide with Counter-Strike's birthday. And you can see this is that the sort of chronology of events. You know, they emailed Steam support. Steam said they couldn't help them, that they had to speak to the Valve legal team. They sent out an email to Valve's legal department. They got an email back saying they had to speak to a Valve attorney. Valve attorney wanted to give them clarification. They sent another email to, and then that went to Valve HQ. They got no responses. They had confirmation that they got it as of the 21st. They went on Reddit. It was in the Dota 2 subreddit. I was amazed, actually, the Dota 2 guys didn't curse my name like they usually do when it came up. It wasn't a very sympathetic thread for Loot Market, honestly. A lot of people said, well, you must have done something to deserve it. The Valve attorney then replies and says, the Steam subscriber agreement is clear that Steam accounts are not authorized for commercial purposes. And this goes back to the gambling website. You know, I've done multiple videos on this. We've kept you up to date with everything that's been going on as we know it in the gambling lawsuits and Valve's approach to dealing with gambling sites. And they made it quite clear in their cease and desist. If you use bots for commercial purposes, it's against the Steam subscriber agreement and we will shut you down. Now, there's loads of businesses that operate this way. And every time there's this kind of like scandalous revelation, Valve have another wave. So hopefully this is going to be par for the course now. They're going to get all of these sites and shut them down. They sent a follow-up email to the attorney after that. Their accounts were still disabled. And basically, they got told, you know, that's that. We're quite clear about it. It doesn't matter technically what you're doing. It's commercial purposes. It's against our agreement. We've shut you down. So that was when I first got a kind of inkling that, yes, we're going to see, you know, lots of action as a result of this report. And it, again, every time this happens, it makes me pleased that I'm able to impact the community in a positive way. Obviously, I've had a lot of people, you know, come at me with abuse and say I'm ruining the fun. Like, your fun doesn't bother me. I don't give a fuck. There's a million ways to have fun. What isn't fun for anybody is being robbed. And being stolen from and being lied to. You know, I'll sleep very easily at this. This isn't like I buy power for me. Like, I'll sleep like a fucking baby, you know what I mean? All the people who are sponsored by these sites were coming out and saying, you know, oh, Richard Lewis is a scumbag. He's just doing it for attention. He's just doing it for attention. It's like, it's not for attention. I don't really give a fuck, you know? I got a job. I'm doing this to sort of clean up the scene, but yeah, I've addressed that in other videos. So then, just as confirmation, we saw here Loot Case and Loot Market have shut down as a result of this. I mean, completely shut down. So you can see here on June the 19th, the Steam accounts we used to operate Loot Case received trade bans from Steam/Valve. Items can no longer be traded into or out of these accounts, forcing us to close operations. It is our intention to make sure that every customer is taken care of. Now, what does that mean? Well, unfortunately, at the time the bots got closed, some people have some items in transit that they can't get back now. Now, I think there should be contingencies for this. I think if you've operated a business, you should either refund a monetary value if it's physically impossible to get the items back to them, or find some other way to do it. But that's not really the fault of Loot Market or Loot Case. It was because there was a lack of communication. They weren't warned that this was coming. It literally just happened. And that's impacted negatively on their customers at the end of the day. So, I mean, I think if there was some feedback moving forward, what they should be doing is actually, you know, telling these people, you got 48 hours to sort your shit out, because it's not the businesses that suffer. Actually, it benefits the businesses. You know, they it's the consumers and the people who've been storing items or expecting items that get affected. We will provide refunds for any unspent funds for anyone who made a deposit in the loot case on June 1st, 2017 or beyond. We will also provide item replacements for items in your inventory that cannot be traded out, that cannot not be traded out. Please contact our customer support team for assistance. Blah, blah, blah. And then it goes, we started Loot Case to offer gamers a fun alternative way to obtain in-game items from a site and brand they could trust. We're aware of certain risks when launching Loot Case, but with case opening mechanisms available within so many of the popular games we love and play, we thought the risk was low. We were wrong. Thanks to everyone who used the site. So, I mean, that's fair enough, you know? Like, I'll be honest. I don't like... It's not like I'm super happy if a business goes under and people lose their jobs or whatever. My point is, my stance is that I don't think these businesses should have ever have been allowed to exist in the first place. So this is kind of like a course correction for me. I've talked to the Loot Market guys. We've had an up and down relationship. You know, they've said shit in public about me I didn't like. They've also said stuff in public very positive, which obviously I like because I'm a human being and we all like compliments. But at the end of the day, this is what happens. You know, you make your bed, you lie in it. I can't be upset about it, even if I'm not going to revel in the fact that it looks like all the people involved might have lost their, you know, businesses and job, you know, kind of moving forward. I'm sure they'll be fine. I'm sure they pocketed a bunch of money while they were operating. So the other thing that happened was CSGO Live. They wanted to put a response out to what I had written, which is fair enough. I have no issue with that whatsoever. In fact, it's good that there's this sort of open transparency. What I think is ridiculous is what they were sort of requesting. I mean, they really had a big knee-jerk reaction. Now, CSGO Live is a very big and popular case opening site, and they are looking to really kind of, you know, state publicly that they are legitimate and they don't use any of these methods. And this was something I knew was going to happen when we didn't specifically name names, that one of the benefits of doing that was that all of the sites would come out and clarify their position publicly. And then, obviously, if anybody did that and they were lying, that's more rope to hang them with later. So I'm still going to be completely neutral. I'm not going to name the sites as of yet. As to who our source had worked with and knew how they were operating. But I will include CSGO Live's response in this video as it seems appropriate. And certainly I think it caused waves with them to maybe be a bit more considerate about how they do operate and what their perception about their business model is. So they put out the response on Twitlonger. And it said here, CSGO Live wants to address a few points made in this article by Richard Lewis to avoid any confusion and to set the record straight about our website. We've always prided ourselves on offering a great case opening experience and group one of the largest case opening sites by doing so. CSGO Live has always had a true, provably fair system where users can change their hash if they like and then be able to go back and verify their results. More info can be found here. Some points we want to address are, one, the mystery coder David is said to have worked on multiple case opening websites. CSGO Live is unlike any other site. It does not look like any other website or behave in any way similar. You can generally tell when sites use the same source code or are built by the same coder just by inspecting the code or comparing the sites visually. CSGO Live is coded by two guys who are partners of the website and have not coded any part of it, part of any other case opening website. We've never sold our code or had it leaked. Point two, in addition to this, the owners of these sites can manually set the recently won feed to display anything they want. It says here, our recently won feed shows Steam profiles of users, and we offer a chat where you can often interact with users winning items. Nothing about our recently won items is faked. However, in addition to this, these streamers will enjoy a high rate of winning. These are quotes from the article, by the way, of winning the average customer, one determined by their status and programmed by people with access to the site backend. CSGO Live has never rigged a video. We have no way of modifying hashes for people. There are plenty of videos out there of people saying on the site and coming out with less than what we gave them. Playing on the site, sorry. And coming out with less than what we gave them. Also, there are plenty of honest opening videos made of our website where people will put in their own non-sponsored money on an account known to us and achieve similar results as sponsored videos. 4, in case anyone is wondering, it should be made clear that these sites do not stock items. When you hear about people waiting for item payouts for up to 7 days, it's usually because of Steam market restrictions. CSGO Live has always done an amazing job on keeping item stocks. We never had a user that did not receive their item. Never. Our support team works 24/7 to make sure no problems go unsolved. Right? So CSGO Live has added another step to our provably fair system today. So this is where it gets interesting. Despite all of these things being rebuttals to the sites in the article and the points in the article, they say it can't apply to us because of these reasons, but they still made another change to their provably fair system. So I'm going to take that. I'll take that credit and stick that feather in my cap, which also allows users to input a random string when they press open case that will modify the results. CSGO Live would like to offer full transparency on any of these points and welcome any users or press to email support@csgolive.com with any questions you may have about our website. We do not think this article was aimed at us, and since it does not name any websites, we would appreciate confirmation from Richard Lewis that is not in any way about CSGO Live. Well, I'm never going to make that confirmation, am I, one way or the other? Because to do so is to narrow down the field of search criteria if you wanted to isolate and identify my source. Not going to do that, and I'm certainly not going to do it on command. I've had this a lot as a journalist down the years. They go, oh, you know, we love your work, but can you confirm you're just not talking about us? Well, no, fuck off. I'm not going to do that. If it doesn't apply to you, it doesn't apply to you. That's it. Sites have always been able to scam, lie, cheat, steal, etc. And that should be the takeaway from this article. Not that every site does these things. Well, I agree. I mean, I'm not, that wasn't the point of the article, but certainly this is an unregulated area and is using legal loopholes to basically make money anyway. So as I said, I'm not comfortable with that across the board, even if you're legitimate, you know, because you can represent legitimacy. Personally, I think case openings for games should be in the hands of the developer. And then that way, if there was ever any proof that you were being robbed with the odds, it's a huge class action suit and you know exactly where to go to. Because it's a huge company that owns the game. You know, when you start moving into third parties and it's like, they're a registered business in China. Well, you know, good luck with that lawsuit when you find out you've been ripped off. So the other thing that happened was a bunch of major Steam groups got shut down. And fingers crossed, you know, what I'm hoping is that the Steam communities being shut down are evidence of future targets for Valve to shut them down in operationally. I certainly hope that's the case. So I'll show you the first one. This is the URL for Hellcase. You can see here. Sorry, an error was encountered while processing a request. This group has been administratively disabled. It says the same. It's going to look exactly the same, but I'm going to just put them in anyway. It said the same for Drake Moon official group. Boom. And it says the same for SkinHub when you put it in. And here it is again. It's going to look exactly the same. Boom. So that, I hope, is the sign of the times and signs of things to come. I guess we'll have to monitor that situation. But certainly, you know, again, I hope so. I genuinely do. It might make me sound like a prick, but that's where I'm at right now, you know, with all the things I know about this murky business. So also I got told by a source who is usually a reliable source of information in this world, because I don't swim in those circles. You know, to be clear, I've never placed a bet. I've never opened a case on a third party website. I don't think I've even ever done a skins trade because of my position within the Counter-Strike community. I don't think it's appropriate for me to be involved in any of that. I don't think it's appropriate for me to be involved in any way in a gambling site for skins. I don't think it's appropriate in any way, shape or form for me to be betting on matches. You know, I don't think it's appropriate for me to be opening cases or having that anywhere near my stream. That's not who I am. That's not what I'm about. And I've said it before, I've left a lot of money on the table as a result of this. But that's just how it is, right? I mean, that's the price you pay. I mean, integrity is a much better brand, a much better currency long term than money. So I'll take that. But anyway, so I have a lot of sources who do swim in these circles, and I've been told by one of them, who is usually reliable, that Hellcase has also been affected, that their bots or a large chunk of their bots currently down, and they're going through a similar process to Loot Market at the moment as a contingency. But that being said, even though they've told me that, I haven't seen any threads anywhere or any complaints or anyone tweeting at me about it. So I don't know, that intel might be iffy, or Hellcase might have found a temporary solution. So I guess we'll wait and see. In addition to that, OP skins made a big change as well. Now, OP skins, I seriously don't like, even though they're just kind of a trading hub, if you like, rather than anything else. That they are the first enablers of getting these sites to cash out. We know how close they were with Phantom Lord. I find it very hard to believe that they, didn't have any question marks about what was going on there, or that they didn't know he owned a gambling site. You know, we saw how close their relationship was, how they were having dinner and this sort of thing in other videos. So I've got some very serious question marks about OP skins, especially given that this is the primary receptacle where all of these people doing all of this cash out, and they can cash out in Bitcoin and use Bitcoin for transactions, and it makes it a lot harder to follow paper trail wise. I don't like that at all. And they had offered something on their site. It was new, and it was basically a case opening mechanic. I'm going to just show you what it was like. It was you could buy mystery items, and basically how they operated was like a case. As you can see here, this is the mystery box. You know, you could get a mystery graffiti, 25 cents. You see here they all are. And what you would do is you would put in how mysterious it was. You could set it from low to high, and you would buy it. And basically, it was a case opening. It was a completely random item, and that's what it was. And it was a new feature they put in. Now, obviously, this is a means to maximize profit. That's all it is. You know, that's what the case opening sites are designed to do. You put your money in, and of course, the vast majority of transactions make money, make profit for the site. So it was just a way of OP skins increasing their profitability from a site using a mechanic that other businesses in this world were using. So it was basically case opening, and people were using it. Well, after this report, what happened was OP skins decided to take it down. I've got the original announcement actually, which I'll just show you here because this is also important. Here we go. This is when they announced it. You can see choose your mysteriousness. This was back in at the start of June, and it said OP skins mystery items now have a new feature. Ch choose your level of mysteriousness. So this is when they introduced the low, medium, and high setting, which again increased their profitability because you would have a you would go for a better item, okay? But obviously the odds were reduced and the amount you pay was higher as a result. So that was this was an ongoing feature they wanted to develop and program into the site. But in the aftermath of my report on June the 19th, they you can see here it they took the site down. They said they were doing maintenance, and you can see here somebody made a Reddit thread about it on Global Offensive Trade, and you can see here seems like OP Skins got scared and disabled their mystery items, and they said they were updating the service, but of course it came in the aftermath of this article, so they took it down. So that is now a feature that isn't going to be on the site. I would be amazed if they brought it back. It would be very ill-advised. This isn't a knee-jerk reaction. This is what they need to do to maybe try and skirt around this commercial use ban, because obviously everyone's going to start looking at these case opening sites now, and rightly so. And I don't think my work in covering what's going to happen is going to end here in regards to those sites. So that was the kind of aftermath as it stands in 6, 7 days, you know, after the report came in. I think there's going to be some of the stuff going on. I'm kind of hoping maybe I can reach out to some of the guys that have been affected by this and talk to them about it, because it'd be an interesting show. You know, I don't really know these guys and I've got no connection with them. And I'd be very interested in getting their perspective. But that being said, I don't really care if, you know, that, you know, they were affected and they were legitimate. Unfortunately, what we've got at the moment is a situation where what could have been a legitimate business and perfectly fine and something to improve the consumer experience, has people have fucked with it. People have fucked with it repeatedly and done as much dirty things as they thought they could get away with to maximize profit, knowing that it's all clandestine behind closed doors and no one's going to complain or kick up a fuss. And I swear, you know, I get messages every week about how people got scammed or this site took their items and and I'm just sick and tired of it. So for me, my stance now is shut it all down. Just shut it all down. The only place you should be able to get a case and open a case is on Steam. That's it. That anything else, people are just going to fuck with it and ruin it, you know? And these people, yet again, have killed the goose that laid the golden egg through their own greed. It wasn't enough that they could get a 90% return on their profits, was it? It wasn't enough. They wanted to increase that margin even more. It's just classic greed. And I've got no sympathy for the innocent people that kind of got caught collaterally because of that. Because, you know, look, these people all talk to each other. They're all in a similar line of business. This could have been self-policing. It never was. Everybody was all like, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more. And let's just keep counting the cash. So, you know, that's that. And this is where we are. But anyway, so I hope that update's been informative and, you know, keeps you up to date with what's going on. I'm certainly going to do that moving forward. I will try and reach out to some of these sites. Maybe we get a podcast going or something like that. But until then, make sure you take care of yourselves. And I will see you on the next video.